You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Test, 1, 2, test, please. Please stop.
I'm just tweeting this. You're actually tweeting.
No, you're chewing. You're chewing. I could hear you a mile away.
You saw that I had one mouthful left. You said, I'm not going to start the podcast till after you're done eating. And then you started it. So it's on you.
Yeah, it's on me. It's just aggravating to hear. There's something wrong with the way you eat. Anyhow, welcome to My Wife Hates Me, the podcast from our dining room in beautiful downtown Hillsboro, New Jersey. And this weekend, I will be at the Laughing Derby in, I think, Louisville. Let me go. Hold on. Yep. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Laughing Derby, Louisville, Kentucky. I will play golf tomorrow, Wednesday, at home. If I can hit the ball again, I'll bring my clubs to Louisville. If I don't hit my ball, I don't bring my clubs to Louisville. Because why am I going to drag them there if I can't hit it? I do have hope it'll come back to me. But it happens all the time. You have it, just when you think you have it, boom, out the window, gone. All right, we have a couple reads. Not reads, a couple, you know, hey, listen, if you're buying on Amazon, amazon.richvoss.com. If you're going to buy from Amazon, just go to amazon.richvoss.com. I just bought a hiking boot because I'm going to go camping. I think Bobby might go with me. He said he might go. I said to Bobby, do you want to go camping? He wrote back, what? I go, I want to go camping, and you seem like the outdoorsman type. I have to go buy a fishing license if I'm going to fish in New Jersey. Now, if I go camping, because I bought a Popeil pocket fisherman, that's what I'm going to fish with, my pocket fisherman, because I have it in my survival packs, because I can't put a big pole in my survival pack, so I bought the pocket fisherman. So when I go camping, I'll bring that. I'm not looking to, you know, maybe just catch a couple fish and cook them up. You know, I have enough of the equipment to cut their heads off and debone them, I guess. I don't know what are good or bad ones to eat. I can't even look at one and tell you what kind it is, but I figure.
What are you talking about, fish?
Yeah, I figure if it's a fish and I catch it, I could eat it, right? I mean, is there any fish you can eat?
Yeah.
There is?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they'll poison you, but they won't be good.
How do you know? Fresh water.
I remember, like, getting fish that we took out to the chickens instead of eating.
Well, I don't know the difference. I couldn't tell you the difference between a.
Take a picture of it and put it on Facebook and go, can I eat?
Well,
this?
I'm not going to bring my phone camping. I probably won't have service.
The fact that you're going camping is so bizarre to me.
I can't wait to go. I'm planning it in my head. I'm just going to go for like 3 days. I'll bring sardines. I'll bring some beans.
I'm glad we're talking about it on the podcast.
Why?
Because if you disappeared. And then I was like, well, he went camping, and people were like, that doesn't sound like something Rich Voss would do. He's like Jewish and neurotic, and he thinks he's going to die no matter what he does. So.
I used to go camping all the time.
You can defend it if you want. I'm just telling you what people are going to say.
Why?
And then if you disappeared, if you got eaten by a bear or something, then it would be like.
You think there wouldn't be any remains? You think a bear would just eat you all the way and then get.
I would say people might not find you. And if they don't find the body. What if they do? What if a bear kind of half buried you?
Bear's Berry?
I don't know, but I don't want to go to prison for the rest of my life because you decided to go camping for three days.
Well, I'm not worried about
it. So let's just make sure that people know what number of podcast is this so I can alert the police.
I don't know.
I'll say, we talked about it on the podcast.
We'll call it camping.
This one's called Camping. Go listen to the camping one. He wanted to go camping.
I'm going to go camping, and I'm not scared of a bear because I have a machete. So if a bear comes at me, I'll stab it. Do you think you could win a fight against a bear with a machete? Because I have a machete.
No.
What do you mean no?
Really, Rich?
You don't think if you stabbed it?
I can't talk to you.
If it got close to you and you stabbed it, you don't think it would go, hey, I'm getting the fuck out of here?
Sure. Good. Yep.
Wait, no, no. Seriously. You're a bear. Say you're a bear.
Uh-huh.
You come at me.
Yep.
Yes, you're going
to... Is this comedy to you? I don't know.
No, it's not comedy. It's truth.
Well,
it's
it is
truth.
Not comedy.
Anybody goes camping, if a bear came at you and you had a machete and you whacked it, don't you think the bear would go, I'm getting the fuck out. This guy's got a machete.
Yeah.
No, you think it's not comedy. You're going, yeah, like...
I want... Because the thing about you and arguing is that...
I'm not arguing. I'm asking you.
I'll say no, which I've already said no. I don't think so.
What do you think the bear will do after you hit it with a machete? Tell me, what do you think will happen?
It will grab your head and bite it the fuck off.
How is it going to grab your head?
First of all, do you know the claws on a bear? It'll just go... Whoop.
If it can get close.
Pick you up like a shish kebab.
You got to be... If you're quick and you're dodging it like this, you know, like that, and then okay, you whack it with a machete.
This is exactly why I don't want to have a conversation with you about it, because you're insane and ridiculous, irrational. You're a bunch of things that you know, probably can't pronounce, and I don't feel like arguing about it. If you think you can take on a bear with a machete, go for it.
I don't think I could take it
go
on.
For
I think
it.
I would...
bet you couldn't even lift the fucking machete in order to whatever you do with it to a bear poke
oh,
it.
Oh, really?
No,
I can't.
I doubt you'd even like. I bet that you wouldn't even break skin on that bear.
I'll just run full force and stab him. If that's what
and
it comes
then
down to.
He'll grab you and eat you.
If that's what it came down to.
See, is this a comedy bit? I don't know, I guess,
not,
enough
it's
about
not a
you.
A comedy bit because I don't do comedy bits about killing bears.
We don't know what you do comedy bits about and what you don't do comedy bits about, okay?
Okay, just look at it this way. Picture this. A bear's coming out.
I've already said, this is why. You'll just keep re-asking it over and over until I say yes. So I give. Yes, okay. You can defend yourself against
Raina
a bear.
Raina knows about animals. She went to the zoo yesterday. Raina. Come here for a second, for real.
I don't understand what this is that you're doing.
Because the
this
people.
Is a comedy
know.
Bit?
How many times? I'm not. It's not.
I don't
a comedy.
Understand though why you keep asking people. You've seen movies. You've heard stories. You know that it's completely ridiculous what you're saying.
No, bears kill when you're not ready, but when you have a machete.
Well, look, Raina, whatever you're doing, please stop.
And come here for a second. Is your Netflix working better? Because I put that router in it. Yesterday, come here, and this is for real because we're having a serious conversation, and you're the only one that knows this.
This isn't comedy.
It's not comedy.
No, the audience knows, but I don't think you do.
No, come stand next to my mic so they can hear you. You went to the zoo yesterday, right?
Yes. Yes,
you went
I
to
did.
The zoo. For real, don't try to be funny. This is for real, okay? At the zoo yesterday, what kind of bears did you see? Like a black bear? Or
polar bears, brown bears.
Talk up.
Polar bears, black bears.
Okay, how big do you think the black bear was? That's what would be, you know, probably a little taller than mommy or me or way taller.
I don't know, bigger.
About 6 feet, right?
Sure.
Okay. Maybe. If a bear, from your opinion, from watching all those shows with wild crats and stuff, say a bear was coming at you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what a machete is? You know what a machete is, right?
Yeah, a gun. No, a knife.
It's a what?
I'm going to shoot you with my machete.
No, it's a long knife.
I know.
Do you know if a bear was coming at you?
He's being funny, which we're not allowed to do anymore on the podcast.
Do you think if I stabbed the bear with a machete, it would turn around and run away?
No, it would just try and eat you.
It would what?
It would just try and eat you.
All right, beat it. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, I do.
No, scram. Go upstairs and be quiet. Thank you for your input, even though it was wrong.
This was right.
All right, let's move on. I'm going camping. I have all the supplies. I don't know what tent I'm going to bring.
He's really lonely. He's going camping on his own.
No, that would make... Why would... That means I'm not lonely.
It
And I think Bobby Kelly might go with me. I'm going to see if he's going to go. What? I don't want to hike. I just want to relax, camp, set up my tent.
Well, if you're taking Bobby Kelly, and
I'm going to set up my tent. That's what I'm going to do. Set up my tent, right? I'm going to bring my radio that you can get, you know, it's like a short band radio for a little entertainment.
A short band radio, perfect.
Is that what they're called, or is it long band? Or wide band? Or what do you know? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you
Keep
know what
going.
It's called?
This is honestly...
Do you know what it's called?
People always say, like, why is she so negative all the time? What, you be me. You be me for a fucking second. Well, what would you do if somebody was just talking
I'm
about...
I'm talking about camping.
Stop pointing to Sandy. I'm not doing
I'm
it.
Not pointing
is this why you're doing it?
No, not at all.
Because I'm like sitting here thinking, no. like, why did I marry someone who's like discussions just completely like, give me a headache. I can't take it. It's like, it's honestly like... It's absolute torture. You started off the podcast by like, I sat down. I said, I got to have something to eat before I do the podcast. Okay, I'll wait until you're done eating before I start the podcast. You start the podcast. Your mouth and your eating is disgusting to me. And, oh, great. I love you too, you know.
I love you.
And then just the kindest way to start a thing. And then I'm going to go... hit a bear with my machete.
No, I didn't say I was going to hit you. I said, if you said I'm going to get killed by a bear.
I didn't say that. I was merely saying, if something were to happen to you, if you fell off a cliff or a bear ate you or whatever might happen, you eat some poisonous berry, I don't want to be, you know, for the next fucking 15 years of my life avoiding police because they think I did it because I'm still like... They don't have enough evidence, but, you know.
Well, here's
I'm still what... I have to move, like, 20 times, can't get a job, all the whispers. Well, she did it.
Well, this is what I'm... My friend was camping.
And that's what I said. But no, then you just get into, like...
Well, let me tell you a
story. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about half the time. I don't know where you're coming from in terms of, like, is this entertainment
no.
to you?
No,
or...
I'm talking, discussing so people know.
I know, but the bear thing where you just keep going like
okay,
to people like...
Let me move on. Here's what I'm saying. Here's a couple things I'll say, and then I'll move on. One, my friend went camping, and there was a lightning storm, and her foot was on a root.
A root?
A root, a tree root.
A tree root.
The lightning hit the tree, went all the way down the tree, through the root, into her foot, and she... got struck by lightning.
Yeah, and what
she
happened
got
to
her? Her friend ran down and got to help, and she got saved.
But she didn't lose any limbs or...
No, no. But what I'm going to do...
She didn't have, like, extra powers after that?
What I'm going to do...
Yes or no?
No.
She's just a completely normal person after that.
Yeah. What I think I'll do is I'll get one of those rubber yoga... You know, the sit-up mats or the rubber mats. You know what I'm talking about? You do sit-ups on. I'll lay that in my tent that I sleep on. So... I'm on rubber that deters lightning. Do you know what I'm saying?
I think we all know what you're saying.
Okay, so that's one. Two, if I go camping, which I'm going to set up my tent. I have two tents, but I'll probably only bring one. I'm going to set it up. I'm going to put a nice little chair.
Why would you need two tents?
Well, I have one in my car in case of emergency, and I have my real one, but I've never set up my real one, so I got to make
sure. Why would
sure.
you need a tent in your car in case of emergency?
Same with my survival backpack. You never know.
You have it in your car?
I have one in the car and three in the house for us. I have one in the car.
And those are good for 48 hours. Is that correct?
What?
The survival kits.
No.
They say online 48 hours.
For what? What are you talking about?
The water, the food, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, if you open them. If you open them.
I'm just saying, what kind of disaster do you just need to survive 48 hours for? I mean, what do you think is going to happen?
My car breaks down somewhere in the middle of nowhere. I can set up shop, set up my tent, and I have all the stuff.
Where would you be driving that you wouldn't have cell service or...
I'm just going for the complete... It's good to have... Do you put first aid kits in your car?
No, I don't.
Most people do. have a first aid kit. Well, I have
I always
a first
have a jacket in the car. That's as far as I go.
I have a first aid kit and a whole survival. I mean, I got everything.
I was even thinking if I had a flat tire, I wouldn't know what am I going
to
do.
Yeah, well, I have everything.
I'd have to blow somebody to change my tire.
I don't have my sleeping bag, but I do have one of those silver tarps that you, if you're in, you know.
Cold.
I have a small tent in my car. I have, you know, all the survival stuff in my backpack.
If you were
camping.
Dying, would you cut Bobby Kelly open and crawl inside him? To survive.
That's mean. So what I want to do when I go camping, this is my game plan. Set up my tent, get where I'm going to build my fire, put my chair down, and not go too far away from my home base. I'll go fishing with my Popeil pocket fisherman, or maybe I'll buy a real pole for the camping. The Popeil is for emergency. Maybe I'll buy like
You think you're going to be in an emergency situation where you may have to fish for food?
Yeah, if I'm up in the woods or something happens.
Where would you be up in the woods?
I don't know. You never
I'm just
know.
Saying, where are you going? What do you do in these scenarios in your head? What's happening exactly?
I don't know. Why do people buy why did you get me survival kits for Christmas? So
because I knew that you wanted them.
So I expanded on them and I made them better.
But I still don't get it.
Well, you don't get anything.
We live
There's
in
no
a,
reason.
We live in suburbia. We're not living in, you know, you're not up in the mountains.
Oh,
somewhere,
okay,
like.
Start watching Naked and Afraid, and you know you'll need that kind of stuff. If you watch Naked and Afraid on Discovery like I do,
but
then
where
you'll
they're
know.
Dropped in, like
what?
They're in isolated areas.
Yeah,
I've never seen the show, but I assume
yeah
they're not being put at the pool. In a townhouse association.
You never know. It's always good to be prepared. That's all. Downstairs in our storage unit, I don't know if you saw how I cleared out all those shelves.
Yes, I did.
Did you see that?
Yes.
I'm going to stock them with food and supplies. And water, candles, and canned food. Every house should have it. Don't you think?
No.
Oh, really? What happened during when all the electricity was cut off here?
We were pretty fine with the food that we had in the house.
Yeah, but what if it went 2 weeks?
We were totally... And also, we could just... The Dunkin' Donuts was open. We could just drive to Dunkin' Donuts every day. I mean, we live in a...
You don't think you
society.
Should have... You don't think you should have stuff stored in case of emergency downstairs?
I mean, like, what is it going to be, a nuclear disaster? Then I don't think that we're ready for that. I don't think no matter how many cans you buy, that's going to help. I mean, what do you think is going to happen? Like bombs and stuff?
I
like,
don't know.
Our
obviously,
basement isn't basement-y enough to save
obviously
us.
You never watched Mad Max or any of those movies or Naked and Afraid, so just watch them and go, hey, I should be prepared. That's all.
Well, you know, if we need them and you did it, then great. I'm with the right person.
Mm-hmm. I mean, don't get me wrong. That's not a great living space down there. That place down there would just be to go get our supplies. Hopefully, we'll still be up here during the apocalypse.
Oh, it's the apocalypse you're saving for?
Or the race riots after Trump is elected and you can't leave your house because fucking people are rioting in the streets.
There's not going to be any riots.
Are you crazy?
I'm not crazy. I'm sane. If Trump gets elected, it's just going to be exactly like it is now. Except angry people, just like they are now. This is the government is just going to keep chugging along the way it chugs along.
Yeah, okay. Let's move on from the camping, but I don't know why you don't want to go camping with me. Take the whole family camping.
Number one, you never asked.
Yes, I did a long time ago. I said, you want to go camping? You go, no, I grew up that way. Why would I want to do it?
That's my number two answer.
So, well, how could you not want to go up to the woods?
Well, first
live?
Of all, I it doesn't seem that fun to do anything with you, to be honest with you. You're controlling. You're not fun anymore. You don't
I'm
like
very
jokes.
Fun. I like good ones.
We went out yesterday with some friends and I saw you joking around. I was like, huh, he jokes around with them. But when it comes to just you and I, there's no
I said a good
around.
Joke to you yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
What?
We were going to our friend's house, who I don't want to say his name, and he's gay.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bonnie said, I hope when we get there, there's
I was making a joke.
She goes, I hope there's not a lot of gay stuff laying around. I go, what about his boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
That was funny at the time. Yeah, see? I have some other good one. Read that. I got to talk about this fucking dumb movie last night. Holy fuck.
Okay, people are really going to be excited about a movie they'll never see.
Oh, they will.
And not only will they not see it, they will never have heard of it. You don't know anything about it.
I know everything about it.
You don't know who directed it, who wrote it, how much it costs to make. You never read a review of it. You don't know what other people think of it. You don't know how it's being released.
It got 4 stars. That's all I know. Oh, really? And when you go see a movie, you know, have all those answers.
I looked it up today. I looked it up today.
Yeah, what did you look up?
I looked up who wrote it and directed it.
Okay, we'll talk about it after it.
Okay.
Let's do this. And
I tried to find out how much it costs to make. I couldn't find that information. I'm going to guess $2 million. But yeah, I read a couple of reviews.
Were they good?
Some liked it. Right.
What did Peter Ryan Travis say from Rolling Stone? I go by Peter Travis.
Do you? Go look up what Peter Travis said then. My Wife Hates Me app and premium. We've got great news at Riotcast.
Okay, I'm not going to listen to this. We got no subscribers, Casillo. Just go through. I'm not going to listen to it. I'm not going to fucking put up with this. I'm trying to do a professional podcast.
Well, you're not trying to do a professional podcast. You're like sitting there talking about like camping in the most boring. Well, before, when I was still just finishing eating and letting you just roll with the podcast, I was like, what the fuck? This is how he thinks. You really think you're that interesting? Well, here's folks, Rich Voss. Like, you won't listen to NPR because they're too boring. They're too slow for you. And yet this was how you're doing it. Well, I'm going to go camping. I have the camping gear ready to go. And I have a machete in case I run into a bear. And we've got great news at Riotcast about the My Wife Hates Me podcast. First, we are excited to announce. I'm not that excited, I'll be honest with you, but Rich is very excited, so that evens out to just a regular excited. We are excited to announce an exclusive My Wife Hates Me app for both iOS and Android that is available right now. They have an exclamation mark at the end of that. I hope I gave it the right amount of juice. Listen to new episodes streamed right to your mobile device. Download them for online use. Share them with your friends and more. The app is completely free and available now. Okay, so the app is free. That's pretty good. Then you just get the app, then boom, 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 you can get all the you can get all our episodes. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The episodes. Because what's even more exciting, the launch of My Wife Hates Me Premium. With Premium, you get exclusive access to the entire podcast archive. Let's say you heard about us and you're like, well, I want to start at the beginning. Guess what? You better get yourself some Premium. Maybe you want to re-listen to Bonnie Cries, Rich's favorite episode.
It's not my favorite episode.
I remember when we first started, you're like walking around, like telling people to listen to our podcast all the time. And I always hear you be like, hey, you should listen to Bonnie Cries one. It is literally...
That's mean. I wouldn't do that anymore.
God, you've changed. But if you want to listen to Bonnie Cries, then you got to get the...
What about Bonnie Blows Me? What? Without
you put something in my drink that day. What marital rape is real, you know.
What do they use? Like what? Like everybody says, oh, they put something in someone's drink.
Like if you were to have sex with me, you still have to ask. You can't just be like, oh, it's my wife.
I would never. I would always ask.
Yeah.
But here's the thing: when they put people go, oh, they put something in my drink. Like what? Where do you get something to put in someone's drink? Like, you know what I mean? Like. It's not like a drug, like coke or pot or whatever. Like, what do you get? Like
who's selling it? Yeah, I don't
who's
know.
Who's selling to put in people's drink drugs? And what
like,
are they?
Like, yeah. Well, some people do. I don't know if this is true, but some people take that Rohypnol on themselves.
What's Rohypnol? What's it do?
That's the date rape drug.
What do you mean they do it to themselves? And then they try to get raped?
No, they're just going out. They're just completely out of it. They just need that kind of like...
But if you... It knocks you out? Is that what they're saying?
It doesn't knock you out, but it makes it difficult. I wouldn't... That would be the worst thing in the world to me. It's to be on Rohypnol. I mean, I met a girl once who was on Rohypnol.
But what is... Is it a drug that's prescribed and people take it every day? Or is it like... What
no,
the fuck
no,
is
no,
it?
No, 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 no. I don't know. It's just... I don't know. I don't know how you get it.
But what's the purpose? Why did they make this drug? You know what I mean? Like, to knock people... Like, why would they make a drug to rape people? Like, there's got to be a reason for the drug.
Maybe it was, like, used for some kind of surgery. I have no...
Dr. Steve would know, right?
Dr. Steve! He's probably got some right now. He's giving it to an old person and then going through their bags.
Do you think he goes through their stuff?
Yeah, 100%.
Closet? Goes through their closet and drawers?
Yes. He's like the kind of guy that could probably like look at you and assess everything on you that's expensive. Like he know, like the like he just shakes your hand and he's like ching 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 ching, Rolex watch, earrings.
You think he tells visitors, "Hey, she likes gifts." You know.
You know what would make her happy in her final hours? Some gold jewelry and diamonds.
Yeah, that probably would make her.
He probably has like some kind of like, well, diamonds, there's some kind of connection with the valves that makes it easier for them to breathe, you know. It's probably like really talks it up in a way that makes it sound, you know, like, oh, I better get her some diamonds.
And he has a room full of glasses piled high and boots on.
And then they come in and they're like, she's dead. And they're like, well, what happened to Granny's diamonds? And he's like, ooh, they eat them. Oh, that's the thing. Sorry about that. I mean, we can cut her open if that's what you want. Okay. So, well, let's get back to the premium. Let's get off the date rape stuff.
I just want to know.
Well, you know what? We'll find out. We should put some questions behind the wall. Stuff like, how do you get the date rape drug?
Or why was it made, invented?
Well...
I don't want to get it. I want to know what's the purpose.
I think you can just Google. Well, you can just Google it.
Oh, I asked for something to fix on my computer, and some guy on Twitter goes, oh, go to this link. And I went to it. It was Google.
That's hilarious.
I like asking the folks. They have all the answers. They, you know, Google, you go to something on Google, but then it breaks down to 20 different things. And you, like, I went to camping sites in New Jersey, and I had to go through 40 different pages to get to the one, you
no,
know.
No, that
I mean?
Says you're on Yahoo, which is the worst.
It's Yahoo? I'm on Yahoo. No, I'm not on Yahoo. Am
you're
I?
Yahoo on Yahoo. More exciting.
I'm
we're
on
happy
MSN.
Now.
MSN. I'm on MSN.
Okay, well, look, Google's the only one.
Yeah, I go to
You don't have to go through 87,000 fucking dumb pages.
I'm tired of it.
Yep. I bet you somebody's tweeting right now. When I say right now, I mean when they're listening to this.
Well, there's a new one called Knuckles.
Here's you know, the three choices.
Some stupid thing.
Folks, here's my
here's
three
the
choices.
Best one is Lemon Lou. Have you ever tried that site?
Go here's, fuck your mother.
Here's my three choices, and they might what? Be able to help. To go camping in Jersey, I'm going to either go to Stokes... High Point.
Would you want someone to kill you?
Or Delaware Water Gap.
And these are the dates.
No. Delaware Water Gap.
I'll be wearing an orange vest.
Delaware Water Gap, Stokes, or High Point. That's where we used to go when I was a kid. I don't remember. Now, High Point, you can see three different states from High Point.
You should never do that with your fingers.
You could see three different states from High Point. You know that? From High Point, you can see New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania.
Like-
You can see all three states.
Like if you were like in the mob and they were like, we're going to take one of your fingers. Before they cut it off, they'd be like, what the fuck happened? What the fuck, we're going to half a finger?
So here's, this is what I want.
What?
From the people that know, that campers. Stokes, High Point, or Delaware Water Gap. Where can I, will there be a campsite that I can set up my tent and walk over and go fishing? That's all, do a little fishing. Okay. I'm going to go get my fishing license at Effinger's in Bound Brook.
What if they, one of the questions is, which of these fish can't you eat? And you go, oh, no. And they're like, this one's plastic, you fucking idiot.
We're not giving you your fishing license.
I had to get a fishing license. I wonder if you got to get it for your kid.
Yeah, you do.
No, there's got to be a certain age cutoff.
Guess what? There's a link for that.
I looked that up. It took forever. It sent me through fucking pages.
How could it? I wish that you knew how to open another.
I know. Don't worry. I know
how
to do things.
He's sitting, folks. I'm turning into him. Ah! He's got his computer open in front of him, but he will not do any kind of Googling or anything with his computer because he doesn't know how to open.
I do. I'm not going to. Not while we're recording.
Yeah, because he thinks, like, I don't know what he thinks is going to happen to that page.
Go ahead. Finish our read and let's move on.
With Premium, you get exclusive access to the entire podcast archive, which includes over 200 episodes dating back to 2011. That's over 200 hours of content. In addition to the archives, Premium members will get access to bonus episodes, exclusive videos from the road, camping, and much more. You can find out how to get the date rape drug, which fish you can eat.
You know
and
what?
And what's the best online source for finding out information? Is it Google? Is it Yahoo? Is it MSN? Is it Knuckles?
Here's
the best part. My way. How much do you think that would cost? A lot, right? To hear fucking nonsensical shit. To hear more of this bullshit. You want to hear more of this bullshit? Guess what? It's only $1.99 per month. $1.99.
How much is that a
day?
That's
less than a coffee at Starbucks. The large. Not per day, not per week, per month. Combine your premium subscription along with the free mobile app and get everything anytime, anywhere. Go to riotcast.com/ my wife hates me and click the go premium button to sign up now.
All right. Chop, chop. This week I'm in Louisville at the Laughing Derby. Next weekend I'm at the Funny Bone in Albany.
Oh, God.
Well, do you want to, we'll talk about that. We went to a nice 4th of July barbecue yesterday. We had a good time there.
Good. That's done. Check. Next.
Oh, you don't want to talk about it in any way?
No, I'm just saying, this is like how you like, well, you're like turning into such an old man. Well, we went to a nice barbecue yesterday.
Yep.
Oh, we drove home. There's no tunnel in the traffic.
No traffic in the tunnel. No tunnel in the traffic.
Started raining.
No tunnel in the traffic.
Had to pull over and put the roof on.
Yeah, I drove with our top down because it's a convertible, and you go, you like didn't even want to enjoy the fucking beautiful day with the top down. Ugh.
I didn't. Why? What makes you think that?
You said I'm cold. Put the top
on the way home. I thought it was gonna rain.
No, you didn't. You said I'm cold, and you were sitting there with your. Okay, move on. Let's go.
What? What is it? Don't go ahead. Get it off your chest.
And it's not worth complaining about.
I was irritating to you in what possible way? Okay, went in and got the coffees for us and came back out and said, do you want to put the roof on?
Up.
He said, no.
Just put the roof up.
Whatever.
You don't have to put it on and off.
He said, no.
Automatic.
Well, when I had my Jeep.
Yeah. That fucking horrible thing.
Holy shit, that was hard to get on and off.
Yeah.
It was like a real workout.
Yeah.
It is stretch that thing over.
Oh.
Once you put it on, you didn't want to take it off.
Yep.
Once you took it off, you didn't want to put it on. I never knew how to get it washed. It was very dirty.
What was the name of the movie we watched last night? Time for our movie review.
You go ahead. I'll spell it for you, and then you tell me.
I don't even remember. Phenom.
Okay.
Was that it?
Yes.
Was it? Really? No, what was it called?
I mean, it's not pronounced like that.
Phenom.
There you go.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Phenom. And it had such great
actors. You
don't
want to talk about the party at all?
Oh.
You just want to go right to the yours?
What do you want to talk about the party? We sat around one table. We got to talk to everybody. Lewis was there. His son is the cutest little kid.
He's got a cute,
his ex-girlfriend is very attractive. I don't know how he fucked that up.
He had sex with her.
Oh.
And then she was like, ugh.
And
she woke up in the morning like,
I didn't realize it was Big J's party at the other guy's house.
At Wayne's?
I thought it was Wayne's party. Then when Wayne upstairs, you know, I kind of knew Big J was involved, but I didn't know it was his party at what do you call it's house. And it was fun.
Well, Wayne runs that building or something.
He runs the whole building?
Yes.
What do you mean?
He's like the super.
No.
Yes.
Get the fuck out.
Okay.
He's a super. I'm lying. He's a super of the building.
Yes. That's why he got access to the. We got the whole balcony, and then they went up to the roof for the fireworks part. He had access to the roof.
What are you saying? Other people don't have access to the balcony?
No.
Yes. Why would they have a balcony if people don't have access to it?
Well, he, you know, for yesterday, only us were out there.
He's the superintendent of the building.
Yeah, do you want to call him and ask him? I mean, I don't. Why do you keep asking me the same question over and over?
Because I asked him how much his rent was, and it was so much money. So,
well, he's still the fucking super. Maybe he gets paid. Maybe he doesn't come out of his rent.
He had a cool apartment. He had a lot of artwork. Cool, fucking cool apartment.
You didn't
I liked it.
Did you?
Yeah.
You liked it?
Tons of artwork.
Did you like the art?
Yep.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was it nice?
There was some good stuff. Some Banskys. What's his name?
Please stop. Just move on. Go to the Phenom. Let's talk about the Phenom movie.
Phenom. Some Banksys. He had some Banksys.
Well, don't tell people that. Then they'll come in.
They weren't originals.
Oh, my God. Stop. Stop. Like, I can't take it anymore.
I'm just giving out info from what we did.
Do you ever want to be, like, a little different? You don't?
I'm very different than most people. They would sit here.
No, yeah, you are. But
they
I'm
would fucking like, bore you. I don't bore people.
No,
no.
That's the thing. You do.
No.
You think everyone else is an asshole, but you, when you say it and you do it, it's all like so fascinating and interesting.
I'm pretty fucking.
I don't think I'm good enough to do anything. That's why I don't want to. I don't want to do the podcast. I think like let other people who are good at it do it. You know, I'm a good guest once in a while in short doses, but who's fucking like, ugh. Go ahead. Talk about Phenom. God, thank God you tuned in to today. We're talking about a movie you've never heard of. Phenom. Some of our guests today are pronouncing it Phenom. That's incorrect, but we'll let it slide. Rich Voss, what did you think of the movie last night? First of all, who starred in it?
See, there was great actors in it.
Who was the actors in it?
Paul Giamatti, Ethan Hawke.
Paul Giamatti. A lot of people know him, slightly different name, but
why? What's his name? That
Paul Giamatti.
Either
I'm not
way,
fucking do this anymore.
Giamatti.
Know your shit. Know your shit. I'm going to talk about stuff on the podcast I know nothing about.
I know a lot about.
And I'm going to talk about it like I know everything. Like, who does that? Like, anyone else would be like, is it Paul Giamatti or Paul Giamatti? I'm not sure how to say it. Not you. Paul Giamatti? Really? What's the name? Paul Giamatti? Like, you won't even click in. Am I saying it wrong? Maybe I'm saying it wrong.
Paul Giamatti.
Paul Giamatti was in it. Who
Paul
else?
Paul Giamatti. Ethan Hawke.
Ethan Hawke. Got that one right.
How come he hasn't done anything in a while? Where have you seen
He just won a fucking Academy Award, or he was up for one or
for
something.
For what?
For Parenthood or Parent or Family or something. I can't remember.
Not this year.
Last year. Yes.
The movie that took 5 years to make?
Yes.
Ethan Hawke? I didn't see it.
12 years to make.
Ethan Hawke was in it? He's in. Yes. Was he a narrator?
Jesus,
I didn't see it. Was he a narrator?
You're like, how come Stallone doesn't do anything anymore?
No,
Creed. You just—that's what you are. No, that's what you're acting right now.
What has Ethan Hawke done since a 12-year-old movie? And I think he's great.
Do you?
Yeah, I like him. Can you name some movies Ethan Hawke was in?
I don't feel like it.
Yeah,
That's not my jam. I don't fucking name movies and actors and stuff.
You said you read up on it today.
Yeah, I read a review from Variety. I was trying to find out how much money it costs. I couldn't find that out.
Why don't you look it up on IMDb?
It wasn't on there. Oh. I did find out that guy is from Bloodline.
Who?
The guy who played his high school coach.
Oh, yeah?
He is that same guy, which I said last night, and you were like, no, it's not.
The lady, his teacher was on.
I didn't look her up.
She was on Sons of Anarchy.
The review was like, yeah, what does this guy have? What kind of problems does this guy have? You know, who cares? flashback to his high school, you know, deal. He's got a teacher that wants him to do better. He's got a girlfriend that doesn't care about his baseball. And then you find out, oh, okay, the dad sprayed completely with tattoos just out of prison. It's like, what? Oh, okay. It's like the whole movie is like to unlock, like, hey, you had a problem with your dad. Well, we got it right when we saw the dad.
Hit him in the head with a beer can.
Yeah, it was like over the top in terms of like how abusive this guy was. And then the ending. Oof.
Yeah, like why didn't... It just...
And if you think there's baseball in this movie, there's no baseball in this movie.
There's some. Not enough. I'm not trashing.
I don't think there is.
Yeah, he was in the minors. He was sent back down to the minors.
When did he play a game? Did we ever see him? We saw him on the mound for 1 second at the very beginning of the movie.
And then we saw him on the mound right before he got robbed by that girl at the hotel.
But he wasn't, there was no baseball. He was just looking at the geese. He wasn't playing. There was no actual baseball playing.
Closer to the mic.
Now you talk. You wanted to talk about the movie. Go ahead and talk about it. What's your...
Well, but what I don't understand is when you get such great actors like they had, and they read the script. I know they want to work. Everybody wants to work. They could have tied that stuff in together, and the ending could have been, you know, a lot. Either he falls apart, or he doesn't. There's no real ending to it.
Well, they could have at least shown him on the mound, and then we could make our own decision, but the way they ended it was ridiculous.
Why do they, like, and all the shots were so far away, so you don't even know if the actors are there that day, and they're doing voiceovers, probably. So, what, that's, you know, that's a good trick, because you don't know, you know, they could be using extras. You know, the actors probably only had to work a couple of days on the whole movie, and because there's no close-ups, so you don't fucking know, right?
Oh my god!
What?
What? Why don't you feel like silly?
What?
Don't you feel silly telling that to me?
Not at all. I'm telling that to the people.
Oh, and who told it to you last night? I didn't say anything about extras, by the way. I do believe the actors were there. That dumb.
No.
But they could just redo the scene 1,000 times. They don't have to worry about if the, you know, they just take the best take and put it on the extreme,
even if you,
long shot.
Even if you did tell me it, to learn and to get knowledge, someone's going to tell you something, you're going to read something. So say you did tell me it, which you did. I'm just repeating what I learned to the people listening.
I'm happy that you learned, but it's like... No, you.
I didn't say I came up with it. I'm saying what it was about. I didn't say... When you say something to somebody, you don't go, oh, let me give you
a
history.
As you told me last night. No, I would have done that. I would have been like, well, you brought this up last night, and I think it's a good point. I wouldn't have been like, here's something I know. I'm going to impart some knowledge.
What did I say last night? That was a good point?
Nothing. Nothing. I'm saying you're so dumb. Are you this dumb? Is this
what?
Really you?
No.
First are you getting dumber?
No. When you
I just said, as an example, if you were going to say something that someone said to you the night before in front of them, you would say, you made this point last night. I thought it was a good point.
Oh, no, but that's irrelevant. Who makes the point? Like, whenever you say something yourself, you don't go, and I read this on so-and-so, or someone told me this. You just say what you know.
Okay.
You, right?
Yep.
I mean, you did come up with a good point last night. That was a good point. And, you know, whatever. Whatever. So, Bonnie is going on vacation to Canada. Did not invite me. Doesn't want embarrassed to bring me in front of her family.
That's not true. It's that I couldn't wait any longer for you to say what dates you were available to
go. I said
go.
In August, like we said.
No, but I told you August wasn't going to work for me this year.
I left 2 weeks earlier. Open. I left 2 weeks open.
I don't believe that's true, but...
I did. I'll show them to you.
Okay, fine. Well, fill them up. You can fill them up now.
One of them, I'll go camping.
And I just said, I'm going to go without you because I don't have time to wait for you. You complain like a motherfucker when you come. It's less fun with
you
there.
I don't complain.
It, you do.
I enjoy the good food.
I say, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Why do we got to do this? Why do we got to do that? Then you got to get a hotel. And it's like a big fucking deal when Rich Voss comes. When I go, I just stay in. Ray and I stay in one room. We do whatever the family wants to do.
Yeah, staying at your family's house. I like staying in a...
That's fine.
We only got a hotel once when we went there all the times we went. I only got a hotel once.
No?
Yeah, one time when we got it in, you know, in the winter that year.
Oh, my God, my eyes.
What?
I just have such a headache. I don't know why I have a headache all the time anymore.
It's like, sinuses. It's probably...
driving me nuts.
Pollen. Anyhow, let's wrap this up. 45 minutes is enough for these people.
Oh, my God.
What?
I can't imagine. Hey, you got to go behind the wall and sign up or get a $1.99 thing.
Yeah,
going
yeah, we really need to get to 1,000 people.
Do we get all the money?
No.
Oh.
We only get part of it.
Oh.
The company gets money. Riotcast. We
some
we never
bullshit.
Get.
We
never
get
anything. Nothing. I mean, I don't care because it's not going to make me fucking rich, but it would help if we may, you know, if some people are going to
pay
Amazon,
for my vacation.
Amazon.richvoss.com. Some people are doing that, I think. I did it when I got my hiking boots that are coming. It's just
why
creepy.
Do you have hiking boots?
For camping. When I,
I know,
camping.
But you're not hiking.
Well, I walk around. I'm not going to bring sneakers. You know.
Why don't you just go where we went the other day? I wonder if you could camp in there.
Is this fucking creepy or weird? Remember that girl that sent us the New Balance?
Yeah.
She sent me two pairs, and I never wore them. So I wrote back to her. I go, hey, can I send those back to you, and you can send me hiking boots instead?
Yeah. That's you're so fucked up and weird.
Is that weird?
Did you really do that?
Yeah.
You really did that?
Yeah.
Rich. Come on.
I said, I'm only kidding. I'll pay for him. If you can get me hiking boots, I'll pay for him. I told her I'd pay for him. So I'm not a creep.
No, you are a creep. Because you're just passive aggressively. Like, it's just weird behavior.
Is it?
Yes. You're acting weird lately.
I'm not acting any weirder than I've always been.
Well, then you should be at least acting less weird because you should be like learning not to act so weird.
All right. What are you plugging? You got gigs coming up?
Who are you? Who are you? Answer that for me.
Rich Voss.
You get a lot of free stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
But then if anybody says it has anything to do with a certain thing that you are, that you get all upset and mad. And yet you do things that I guarantee that person on the other end of the fucking email is like, calling you out on that.
All right. It might be a little weird. I shouldn't have done it. I'm going to apologize.
No, now you're going to make it worse. That's what you do.
I'm going to write
this
to her.
This is like
say,
such a, this is so your MO.
Do I'm
something.
Write her.
No, instead of writing to her, learn from it for next time. Let this one go. And then the next time go, oh, if somebody gives me a gift, I just accept. If somebody gives you a gift, the way that you're supposed to do it is you accept the gift.
I just
hear
some
you're
problem.
Gracious about it. And you don't say, I don't need it or I
no,
don't
no,
want
no, no, no.
it
okay,
or let
deal.
Me send it back. Number one, you don't do that.
Okay, but
you
here's
don't
the deal.
Send back gifts.
Can I tell you something real
no,
quick?
No, no,
I don't
you
want
can't.
It to
you
go
need,
to waste.
I need you to. Okay, it doesn't matter. I'm explaining something to you, and your brain is going like this and closing off. It's like saying, I don't need to learn or I don't want to learn anything.
Was that
anything
like a
new.
Gate closing? That was a gate.
I get that you have your own motives for doing things. That's why people
they're
do
not bad
things.
Motives.
I'm not saying that they're bad motives. I'm saying let's learn now. The correct way to accept a gift is to say thank you and to take the gift.
Oh, I did say thank you.
Even if you don't want it. Even if you don't want it. Because a lot of times you don't want a fucking gift. People give you shit and you're like, I, you know, and then at some point, if people give you too many gifts, you go, stop.
Wait,
enough
wait,
with
wait
the
a
fucking
second.
Gifts.
What about when someone gives you a necklace and you go, I'm going to return it?
That's a bad. That was bad on me. I shouldn't have done that. You're right. But I did wait a long time after my birthday before I said it.
Well, this has been a year since I've had the sneakers.
Yeah, but you're not married to her. Okay. So you just
how can you always find
no because
someone.
I'm just telling you
okay,
the way
I
that
know.
It is. But by all means, go ahead and live your life. You ask me a question, I'm giving you an answer. If you don't want to know it, then fine. Let's end the podcast. Thank you very much.
No.
If you
no,
want
no.
to know what to do about gifts that you don't want, please go behind the wall. It's $1.99. Get your fucking app, and we'll carry on this conversation.
Wait.
Just walking around our house with microphones while I yell at him about.
Well, there's one
gifts.
Other thing I
want
to bring up.
You don't
up.
Return gifts, and you don't say, "Hey, I don't want." want this gift. This is really what you don't do. I don't want this gift. Instead, I want something else. Could you go ahead and give me something else? And then, ha ha, just kidding. I'll pay for the something else. Still wrong. All of it.
No, I said I would pay.
And, yeah, yeah. Okay. Instead, you keep the gift and you say, thank you so much for your gifts.
Can I buy?
I buy something?
Okay, here's the only reason I do.
Or, if you're going to buy it anyway, go on fucking line and order it.
Here's the problem.
And don't include her. What does she fucking get? Why it make her do any work for you?
Because she works for the company. But here's the problem.
Yes, because she works for the company.
And I do
and
her thing. And I
so
get
passive aggressively.
But no, I get them free.
He wants the free.
I get them free passes and I do stuff for them too. I do stuff for. But the only reason I wrote that is because I don't want these to go to waste. I'm never going to wear them. So what do? I don't want them to go to waste.
I guarantee you she can do nothing with them.
Okay.
But
I don't want them to go to waste.
Well, then you give them as gifts. Give them to your daughter. Give them to somebody else.
Who wears size 8.5?
I don't fucking know. But you have 87 pairs of sneakers. I don't think two more are gonna really like wrecking your life.
No, I'm not. I don't want them. I want to give them to somebody. I just gave two pairs away, brand new pairs to Kelly's son. Two brand new pairs. Because I don't wear them. So I'll give them away. I just don't want them to go to waste. I don't like things going to waste. So
you don't like things going to waste?
No. Anyhow, here's the other thing, too. And I was thinking about this last night. You know, Bonnie says to me, you don't communicate. You know, communicate with me.
Oh, my God. I'm not sitting here. I'm not listening to this.
Why?
I'm not listening to
this. No, I'm just saying.
No, if you want me to tell the truth, I will. But I'm not going to sit on the podcast and have you do it.
I'm just saying.
No, Bonnie no. If you want to do it in your act, I said you could do it in your act. But I'm not going to sit here on the podcast and have you say something about me that I fucking wrote for you to say. Okay? I said to him last night, I said, here's a funny bit you could do. And the bit is that women are always like, you need to communicate with me. You need to communicate with me more. It's like, well, why do we have to do stuff that women, you know, that are like women related? Fine, then you have to like throw a football with me, you know? I said, but you could take that idea and make it funny. But then you were going to just do it right now in front of me on the podcast? No.
Why do you? You have so many rules. You have a lot of rules, and that's your problem. Too many rules.
I don't have it. You know what it is, Rich? It's like when you live with somebody who really has no fucking clue how to move through life socially. It's like you have enormous blind spots.
Bonnie yelled at me because I wasn't laughing enough at people's jokes yesterday at the barbecue.
Because somebody would sit down next to you. You were talking to somebody else. They would jump into the conversation and say something, and you wouldn't even look at them. You would just then wait for them to finish talking and then continue your conversation on with Lewis. It's like kind of rude.
No, I was mixing it up with everybody. But Bonnie said, look, you gotta laugh more.
So be generous with your laughter.
At a barbecue?
Yes, especially at a barbecue.
All right. Be generous with your laughter. I laughed. I like that guy.
I'm just saying, I'm not saying you have to cook, but you'll sometimes just shut people out if you don't feel like listening or knowing them because you have something else you want to say. It becomes like,
but I spent a lot of time talking to
there was a girl
everybody.
Standing next to you right here.
Yes.
For maybe half an hour. You never one time looked over at her, tried to include her.
You know why?
Did anything.
She's sitting there, and it wasn't half an hour, it was 2 minutes. But this
no,
is
it was a
reason.
Long time.
It wasn't, the reason was, one, she's sitting there holding a joint, so I'm keeping my head away
from her. She wasn't the whole time holding a joint.
I'm keeping my head away from her so I don't have to smell it, okay? And someone's sitting there holding pot in front of me doesn't interest me, okay? I'm not interested.
I get it, yeah.
So there's nothing I have to say to her. If she came up and said, hey, how you doing? Big fan or... you know, whatever. Then I would have talked to her, but she.
Oh, if she said big fan, you would have okay.
Or whatever. Or hey, hey, do you have any advice on this? Or
oh my god! Oh, you're so gross.
What?
Are you joking right now?
No.
Oh, you're so hideous.
Why would I just talk to her for no reason without?
You are hideous.
No, I'm not.
You're
what are
hideous.
You talking about? You just talk to anybody that comes up to you.
Without? No, I mean, yeah, he's like, oh, hi, blah, blah, blah. I'm not good at small talk. I'm not.
Neither am I.
I'm not saying that I am, but if somebody was standing there for a long time, I might look
but
at them.
But they weren't standing to talk to me. They were standing to talk to the other
I
guy
know,
with
but
the pot.
Don't you just
they
at least look to say, like.
I was keeping my head away from the pot, to tell you the truth. believe it or not. I was turning my head so I didn't have to smell that shit. She was standing right there talking to Ari, and they're passing a joint back and forth. So I didn't want to be near it, so I turned my head. So if she thought I was fucking, you know, what? Neglecting her, not neglecting, you know.
Oh, my God.
What?
This got to go.
So do I. Anyhow, listen, camping tips, Stokes, High Point, Delaware Water Gap. I want to go fishing, set up my tent. If you're going to buy, go to amazon.richfoss.com. I will be at the Laughing Derby in Kentucky this weekend. Next weekend, Funny Bone in Albany. Go behind the wall. Do what you got to do to help support my family. Thank you.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.